is the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 21st. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new way to look at what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Federal Reserve did step up today to boost the economy, but a wave of selling hit the stock market after the word was in. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 283 points, about 2.5%. It closed at 11,125. The rating service Moody's downgraded the long-term credit prospects for Bank of America and Wells Fargo today. B of A shares slipped 7.5%, Wells Fargo down 3.9%. The S&P 500 losing 35 points, about 3% today. The NASDAQ Composite down 52 points, 2%. You could practically hear hundreds of billions of dollars shifting positions on financial markets an hour and a half before the stock market closed today. One bulletin read, Fed to extend average maturity of holdings. Translation, something called Operation Twist, the redeployment of a strategy from the Kennedy era in which the Federal Reserve tries to force down longer-term interest rates without effectively printing more money. Economist Richard DeCaeser at the financial and business consulting firm The Parthenon Group monitored the Fed announcement as it came in. I started by apologizing for sounding like this was the denouement of some thriller.
Well, it is pretty exciting, you know. Don't deny that.
The gambit here is that if the Fed can twist its portfolio so that loans for houses or cars might get cheaper, that might entice people to buy, boosting the economy.
The whole purpose of all of this, by changing what they're buying in the open marketplace, influence long-term interest rates. So by buying more long-dated securities relative to short, they'll drive down long-term interest rates. And ultimately, this is an attempt to juice the economy. We want to see more people buying houses. We want to see home prices rising. We want to see the economy expanding more rapidly than it has.
There was a lot of guessing going into the announcement about just how big this shift would be. The number turned out to be $400 billion. Is that about what you were expecting?
That's about right, and it's going to happen over the next 9 months, which is non-trivial. It's a good chunk of dough, and to happen over a relatively short period of time does mean that the Fed's going to be shifting its portfolio rather quickly. To put that $400 billion in perspective, the Fed's total portfolio is just over $2 trillion. So we're talking here about 20% or better, which is quite a bit. Now, we've tried this before. The Federal Reserve did something like this in the early 1960s, and the court is very much out as to whether it was effective or not.
Economist Richard DeCaeser at the Parthenon Group. It was fascinating to watch the readout on the yield for the 10-year bond as investors digested the Fed's announcement late today. Down it went to about 1.86%, the lowest anyone under retirement age in America has ever seen. And now here's the pulse to check the heart rate of the U.S. economy via a daily alternative indicator. We read a piece of research from Credit Suisse today, which says the please sign up for our credit card offers are up sharply. Is that good news? Maybe it means there's more access to credit, which means more buying to boost the economy. On the other hand, it's credit card debt. Some say the empty calories of the financial world, people forced to spend money they don't have. So our daily pulse rate is holding steady today, balanced by the good and the bad news. You can read more about the credit card story and see how we're having fun monitoring the pulse of the economy at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.